Welcome back to RomaPod Explains. I'm Charlotte Rutter, Head of Comms at Roma Finance. And today we're going to be talking about drawdowns. We've put quite a lot of communication already out into the ether. So we've done videos, we have documents, we have a wonderful customer services team who talk to our borrowers on a daily basis about how drawdowns work, and what they are. But today we're going to be talking about it on RomaPod Explains. So I have Vicky Gregory with me today, who is the drawdowns guru. Many of our, well, pretty much all of our customers will have spoken to her at some point. And she's going to take us through how do drawdowns work, what are they, what the time schedules are. And hi, Vicky, how are you doing?
Hi, Charlotte. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. You're okay?
Without further ado. Yes, very good. How are you?
I'm all good. I'm all good.
Very excited to talk about drawdown, basically.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so can you just explain what drawdowns are for our listeners?
Yes, so drawdowns is a loan facility that we do. It could be anything from a refurbishment or it could be a ground-up development. So what we do is we give our borrowers initial advance, so day one amount. And then we retain funds to do stage drawdowns in tranches. So we don't have any type of schedule or anything like that in place. It's just as and when our borrowers need the funds, but we always do it in arrears. So the borrower would have to pay for the works themselves, or they may have materials that they need to get on order and stuff like that. As long as they can supply invoices as evidence of money that has been spent, we will take a view and then reimburse them the money.
Right, okay. Would we put a schedule in place in the underwriting process? I mean, is it something they have to stick to themselves? Because I've noticed you said it's when they need them.
Yes. So, no, there's no schedule in place. So, and do know that other companies, they may have like schedules where they need X amount on certain dates or X amount of work being carried out and completed. We just go off the borrower and their own schedule. So if it's a case that it's a refurbishment and the borrower might have continued doing works while the loan was being processed and completed, so as soon as that loan has been funded, he might want require the rest of the drawdown facility funds in one go. We've done that previously, or it might be the case that it's a ground up development. They get to foundation stage and they want a big tranche of money, and we've done it that way.
Okay, right. Is there, I mean, is there a reason that drawdowns are put in place? Does it provide protection? Is it, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, so it protects our borrowers and it protects us as a business. We do have funding line requirements. So it might be the case that the funding line that the borrower's in, that the funds are coming from, that they can only release a certain percentage of loan to value on day one. So the property needs to increase in value for them for us to be able to release more money to them. It might be the case that this might be the first time that they've ever done anything like this, and they might need their hand held in. We support all our borrowers, and we just want to make sure that they are given the information that they needed at the time. If it's a case of, you know, they're using a builder that they haven't used previously, and something might have gone wrong. Right, so we've got a borrower who has had a builder that has walked off site with funds for materials which he should have supplied. So what we've had to do is actually give the borrower further advance, so some more money to cover the cost of the materials that the builder hasn't supplied and fitted. So this is why a drawdown facility is good, because obviously we can offer that support to our borrowers and we know firsthand what is going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, it really does provide protection then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so in a nutshell, what's sort of a step-by-step process of getting a drawdown? Say you've got a borrower who has done his works, he needs going to need his funds. Yeah. What sort of time scales has he got to allow? What does he have to do?
Yeah.
We do
have quite a lot of female borrowers. So what I would say is, if you can give us enough notice, so anything from like 2 to 3 weeks notice.
Yeah.
This isn't for Roma, this is for external parties. So we might need to get a quantity surveyor out, we might need to get an original valuer out to the property to do the valuation or to give us a cost of works and schedule the works of what's gone on. They do have limited availability. So when a borrower does call and they want an appointment and they want the drawdown funds straight away, sometimes it's out of our hands of the time scale of when they'll get them funds.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've got a limited availability, say, what will happen is that they may only be able to book you in a week's time or 2 weeks' time, and then it's going to take another 5 working days, maybe 10 working days to get that report. So if you give us enough notice, as soon as you know when you need them funds, give us a call, drop me an email, and we can arrange everything for you.
Yep, that sounds like a very good option, especially if it protects borrowers from going over into default, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Spending the time. We put buffers in place anyway for that, so it shouldn't really happen. But knowledge is power, as they say.
Exactly. Communication is the key.
Absolutely, Vic. Communication is always the key. Okay, so what do we actually have in place here at Roma to make it swift and smooth?
We do have our own SLAs in place, and we always maintain to be within, if not a lot quicker than the SLAs that we've got in place. So it's like, as soon as we get the report back, we send that over to underwriting. They'll do a detailed investigation on the report, make sure that everything's where it needs to be for us to be able to release more funds. They have 24 hours. Normally we get them reports back authorized within the same day that we've sent it over to them. Then what happens then is that we'll issue the drawdown notice. Now, we've got another 24 hours to issue that drawdown notice. We don't. We issue it straight away. So as soon as we get authorization from underwriting, we'll issue that drawdown notice straight away to our borrowers, to the consigning date, get it back to us with a copy of the bank statement. As soon as we've got that, we'll then process our internal checks. Once we've done our internal checks, we'll then send it straight over to our finance team. They'll process the funds. They do have 48 hours to process them funds. 9 times out of 10, they're normally processed within the same day.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you like your top tips, but you've kind of given me all the top tips by basically just saying, you know, to give lots of notice and, you know, make sure that you keep on top of your admin, basically. But is there anything else you want to add to this to, you know, to help our partners, to help our borrowers?
I would just say is that when you do submit your drawdown request, send your invoices at that point, so we don't have to ask them or chase you at a later date. If you can send us and provide us all the information for that drawdown straight away, we can then have everything prepared for you at the back end. So if it's a case that we've got all the invoices, we can then send them over to, say, UQS. We can send it over to, if we're doing an internal site visit. So then everybody is prepared for your drawdown.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Vicky. That's been really insightful and very helpful. I'm sure all of our listeners will agree.
Yeah.
And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you on the next RomaPod Explains.